This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the Root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root is with you on USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered, the Wayne Allen Root Show. It's a wild day. First of all, thank you, Lee. Lee Elsie, I've got so many great Lees in my life, three of my favorite people in the world. Lee Lipton is one of my best friends in the world. He's like my brother. He's best friends with the President of the United States, one of the most brilliant entrepreneurs in America, Lee Lipton, and now on the board of directors of one of my companies. I've got Lee Sachs, my attorney. For 35 years, a big Jewish liberal Democrat in Los Angeles who hates Trump but loves me like a brother and literally calls me his younger brother. And I've got Lee Elsie in New London, Connecticut, one of the greatest guys you'll ever meet. What a fine individual. When I met him, I just said, I want to be friends with this guy for life. Just a great guy and a great host. And he's done a great job for me. And he's one of those people that there's very few people in life that never, ever, ever, ever say anything that gives you a problem and only make your life better, never make it worse. And every time I need him, he's there. So thank you, Lee Elsie. You are the best. You are aces to me. So big news. First of all, overnight, the Supreme Court struck down a rewrite of state election law by a Obama-appointed district court judge. And this could have huge implications on the election. They say you can't just hand in all these absentee ballots. You've got to have a signature from a witness. It changes everything. And by the way, in the last few days, I've been so busy on this show, trying to stuff, you know, wild and important information down your throats, trying to jam it in a 2- and 3-hour show every night, that I left out the fact that there's been like 8 court rulings, and 7 of them have been in our favor, about voters and voting fraud and ballot harvesting and the length of time you can hand in your ballots. All of them basically are in our favor. We're winning these battles. Winning these battles. And it's my understanding this Supreme Court decision is huge news and could potentially shut down Steve Sisolak here in Nevada from all the dirty tricks him and the Nevada Democrat legislature have tried to stuff down our throats. So, first of all, that was the first breaking news of the day. Big news. Big news. And then number 2 big news of the day, in my opinion, is the Atlanta Fed. I've mentioned this for days now. Forecasts even bigger growth, economic growth, in the third quarter that just ended. 34.6%. At various times, they said 30 and 32 and over 30 and 34, and now it's 34.6% economic growth they're projecting. That the real number will come out, the actual number, in about 2 weeks. I think it's on October 28th, just a few days before the election. We're going to hear that this was the greatest economic growth quarter in the history of the United States of America since George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and 1776. And I think it's pretty clear, and I'm on safe ground to say, that would make it the greatest GDP growth in a quarter in the history of the world, because America is the greatest economic power in world history by a mile. And so nobody's ever had economic growth over 34.6% in world history. Maybe is there some slight chance China, in their phenomenal decade in the last 10 years, maybe China had one quarter somewhere in that neighborhood? But I don't know. In the history of America, the highest ever in a quarter was, I think, 19%. So this is amazing news, and President Trump should trumpet it from sea to shining sea. You've got to talk about it. And there's also news out that Nevada Democrats' lag in voter registration is starting to scare the bejesus out of the Nevada Democrat Party. Because of the two things. First of all, because of the coronavirus pandemic. You know, normally they've got many more boots on the ground than us, and that's a sad commentary on Nevada and the Nevada Republican Party. But normally they got more boots on the ground. They register a lot more people. Because of coronavirus, all the Democrats are like, oh, my God, I'm so scared, I'm so scared, I'm so scared. Snowflake little wussies. And so they're not out-registering people, so they're not beating us anymore. Number one, they're starting to trail Republicans in voter registration. they pounded our heads in the sand for about 20 years in a row now. You know why, by the way? Because they've got all the government employees and all the culinary union employees. And all of them have nothing but time off. Time off all day long to do whatever they want and still get paid. Well, the rest of us who call ourselves Republicans run businesses or work for businesses, and we work all day like slaves, and we have no time to run around and do voter registration for free. So the point is, we're doing really, really well, and they're not out-registering people. Very unusual. Very unusual. Between the beginning of July and the end of August, party added more than 18,000 voters to the rolls. The Republican Party and Democrats only registered 15,000. So it's kind of amazing. Kind of amazing. And then there's a second factor at play. A second factor. The second factor is that so many culinary employee unions that dominate the strip are out of business. They don't work anymore. They've left the state. They don't have jobs. They're gone. And so they're not out working for the Democrats. They're not phone banking for the Democrats. They're not going door to door for the Democrats. And they can't vote for the Democrats. So I think maybe for once Nevada's in play again. And further adding to the situation is Trump's better than expected polling among Latino voters, who make up 20% of Nevada's eligible voters. And a series of polls indicate Trump would likely get about 30% or higher among the Latino demographic, which I think is much higher than he got last time. And so Nevada is in play. Why am I mentioning Nevada for those tuning in that, you know, hear me all over the United States? Because Nevada is my home state, Las Vegas is my home city. So it's very important to me. More incredible news. Republicans in the House join Republicans in the Senate asking the FBI to investigate, drumroll please, Joe Biden, his son Hunter, and Joe Biden's brother for criminal financial activities. House investigators join the Senate in asking the FBI, this is historic, to look into Biden's criminal history. I mean, that's unbelievable. That the House has joined the Senate, they're doing it, they know they'll get bad press in the crazy liberal commie press. They know they'll all wrap around poor Joe, dementia-laden Biden, who doesn't know where he is, doesn't have any idea who his wife is versus his sister, doesn't know what year it is, doesn't know what he's running for. And they'll just, you know, wrap arms around him and try and save him, like bees in a colony surrounding the queen bee. And the Republicans know they're going to get hit for doing this, but it doesn't matter. It's so obvious what a criminal Joe Biden and Hunter Biden are, and his younger brother is. The whole thing is ridiculous. And House investigators have now joined the Senate requesting the FBI open a criminal investigation into possible foreign influence peddling and embezzlement involving Joe Biden, his younger brother, and his son based on suspicious financial activities flagged by the U.S. Treasury. Most incredible thing I've ever seen, that these people are not in prison, that Hillary's not in prison, that Joe Biden, his son, and his brother are in prison, and Barack Obama's not in prison. And when you say, why Obama? He knew about all of it, and he was in charge of all of it, and he approved all of it, just like the Don. He was Don Obama of the Obama crime family. And so, Intelligence Director John Ratcliffe, here's another big news story. Today's a day of bombs, bombshells. John Ratcliffe, he classifies documents revealing that we always knew John Brennan's the bad guy, former CIA director John Brennan, bad, bad dude, should be in prison for the rest of his life. And Brennan briefed Barack Obama on Hillary Clinton's plan to stir up a scandal between Trump and Russia. That means Brennan should go to prison, Hillary should go to prison, and Obama should go to prison. Ratcliffe released a Russian intelligence assessment in which he inserted that Hillary Clinton hatched the Russian hoax in order to pin the DNC hacking on President Trump. And now he declassified documents revealing former CIA Director Brennan briefed Obama on Hillary Clinton's plot to stir up a scandal to tie Trump to Russia in order to distract from her email scandal ahead of the 2016 election. This woman should be in jail for the rest of her life. Brennan should be in jail for the rest of his life. And Obama should certainly have a long term in jail for all the crimes he committed. Brennan's handwritten notes exclusively obtained by Fox News. We're getting additional insight into Russian activities. Brennan notes, cite summarizing alleged approved by Hillary Clinton a proposal from one of her foreign policy advisors to vilify Donald Trump. This is Brennan talking. To vilify Donald Trump by stirring up a scandal claiming interference by the Russian security service. The notes state on 28th of July. In the margin, Brennan writes POTUS, but the entire section of the note is redacted. And then he writes, any evidence of collaboration between Trump campaign and Russia. The notes are heavily redacted. Why? You shouldn't redact anything. These are all crimes against the American people and against President Trump. More big news today. You think I'm done? Not even close. Donald Trump ends negotiations with witch Nancy Pelosi. She's a witch with a B. She's got a broom, but she's also a female dog. She's a witch with a B. A vicious, vicious woman. Now, before you say, Wayne, don't say such nasty things. No, you don't understand. This isn't about Republican, Democrat. This is about people who need the money. This is about people who don't have jobs and need unemployment. This is about small businesses that are going to go out of business and take millions of jobs with them. And she refuses to negotiate in good faith. She doesn't want Trump to get the money out before the election. So finally Trump says, I've had it with you, you witch. And that's it. Nothing's happening until after the election. Then I'm going to put out the biggest program ever, and I'm going to get everybody a lot of money. Hoping, of course, that all those people realize now that Nancy Pelosi screwed them, and Trump's going to give them a huge payoff after the election, and Trump will get their votes. And now Nancy will come crawling back to the table, witch that she is, on her broom, and she'll beg Trump to do a deal because she looks like the Wicked Witch of the West. Trump says Nancy Pelosi is asking for $2.4 trillion to bail out poorly run, high-crime Democrat states, money that is in no way related to COVID. We made a very generous offer of $1.6 trillion, and as usual, she's not negotiating in good faith. Trump said his administration would revisit the idea of coronavirus relief after the election. I've instructed my representatives to stop negotiating until after the election, when immediately after I win, we will pass a major stimulus bill that focuses on hardworking Americans and small business. There you go. That's what you have to save. Hardworking Americans who used to have jobs and want to have jobs again and don't want welfare handouts, and small business people. That's it. You don't need to save Democrat cities and Democrat schools who've wasted all their money and killed all the old people in nursing homes. And then Biden gave a speech today. What do you have, about 30 seconds left? 20. I'll tell you when we get back. Biden gave a speech today you got to hear about extremist white supremacy groups. You have to hear it. There's no BLM and Marxists looting the businesses and burning the cities to the ground. It's all white people burning the cities. White conservative extremists. When we get back, I'll tell you what Biden had to say. Loser. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. One voice can make a big difference, but uniting thousands of voices together, all of us with one loud voice, that can change history. Join the Patriot Party for a huge MAGA rally, October 16th and 17th at the beautiful Scottsdale Plaza Resort in Scottsdale, Arizona. At the Rise Up Revolution Party and Rally, we will educate and empower fellow patriots who have answered the call to action. We're moving the needle to win Trump 2020. I'll be the MC introducing Grammy Award winning singer Ricky Revel, and an amazing lineup of speakers including Sheriff Joe Arpaio, General Flynn's sister Barbara Flynn, Congressman Jay Lawrence, Dr. Keith Rose, Gene Ho, Juanita Broderick, and Brandon Darby. Plus, a huge Trump vehicle parade including the Trump Train campaign bus, Cowboys for Trump, and Bikers for Trump. Rise up now! Purchase your tickets or become a sponsor. Call 603-519-1401. 603-519-1401 or go to thepatriotparty.rocks. That's thepatriotparty.rocks. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now OptiVita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver silver bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you 3 silver applicators, a spray bottle free, a dropper bottle free, a fine mist nasal sprayer free. All 3 free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com or call toll-free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Allen Root, I'm so through with Democrats. I really am. They're such morons. They're really spineless morons. First of all, they're so concerned that Trump had the greatest parade and showed love to his fans outside the hospital. Only Trump could do it. It was just the greatest, most Trumpian thing I've ever seen. Only Trump would have done it. Only Trump would have thought about it. Only Trump would have asked the doctor's permission to do it. It's wonderful. But they had to come up with something. So he exposed the Secret Service agents, because he had COVID. He was in the car with them. He went home the next day and he was in the car with Secret Service agents. And then he went in helicopters with Secret Service agents. They're going to have to be with him all the time within hours of when they're claiming he was with them. It was a problem. Stupidest answer I've ever seen, number one. Number two. Trump exposed young, healthy, athletic Secret Service agents. That's like football players, basketball players, college athletes. Not one has ever died. Ever, 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 ever. None of them even hospitalized. Ever, 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 ever. This disease does nothing to young, strong people. Secret Service agents bodybuild. They jog. They're in great shape. They better be. They better be in world-class shape. They better run marathons and triathlons. There's no problem there, but where there is a problem that no one complains about is all the illegals. They wanted open borders. They wanted to let millions of illegals in our country filled with disease. The poorest people in the world without vaccinations, with poor nutrition, who don't have any food, they're starving, they're all going to be sick with COVID. They're going to come to America, make us all sick, and the Democrats wanted the borders open. That didn't bother them. But one man, President Trump, he's a one-man super spreader. He'll get the whole world sick. Can you imagine how sick that thinking is? Mentally ill. Mentally ill people. And then I want to mention something real quick that I've got this big event coming up. My book is coming out, Trump Rules. It's not about politics, even though there's a little politics in it. Of course, I can't avoid all politics. But it's not a political book. It's a business, success, motivation book, personal development book. all about all the greatest traits and habits and tools and rules of President Donald J. Trump that have made him a billionaire in every field he's ever been in, massive success, and liberals love to go, oh, we failed. There's a whole chapter about that, talking about failing your way to the top. I've done it too. I've been involved in 100 businesses, and like 60 have failed and 40 have succeeded. And the 60 that failed, I gave it my best shot, but of course, government and moron liberals and their regulations and taxes are always in the way. But who cares? As long as you're willing to start a business, I have one that failed, that over the 10 years it was in business before it failed, I employed like 2,000 people. And I pumped $60 million into the Nevada economy. Is that a failure? God bless businessmen like me and Donald Trump. God bless every businessman and woman in the United States of America and in Nevada and in Las Vegas. My friend Lee Lipton, who spent $1 million opening a new restaurant in Florida in the middle of the pandemic. These are amazing people. We risk our money. Anyway, my whole book is about all the great traits of President Trump, what makes him one of the greatest superstars of business in the history of the world, and superstars of politics and superstar branding, superstar of Hollywood, superstar of celebrity, superstar of real estate. My new book's out November 10th, but I'm doing the first ever book signing in America, in the world, at Ahern Hotel Pool and Cabanas, Friday, October 16th, a week from this Friday, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. I'm going to give a speech. I'm going to have a Q&A with the audience. I'm going to schmooze with all of you. And there's going to be a book signing, and it's the only place to get my book for a whole month early. The earliest in America book signing for Wayne Root's newest book. No host bar, $25, lots of appetizers. Register at NevadaRepublicanClub.com. NevadaRepublicanClub.com. Think about it. The Ahern Hotel, beautiful, gorgeous. They spent $360 million to build the Lucky Dragon. They went broke. And Don Ahern's a brilliant billionaire conservative Republican who bought it for a song and a dance. I think $27 million. He stole the thing out of bankruptcy. And now he gets that $360 million gorgeous hotel. Come check it out. The pool's gorgeous. The cabana's gorgeous. It'll be gorgeous at night on October 16th. And my speech, my Q&A, my book signing, the first book signing in America, a month before the next one. No host bar, $25, including heavy appetizers. Register at NevadaRepublicanClub.com. First come, first serve. So you don't get there fast, you're out of it, baby. So I told you about Biden. Biden claims extremist white supremacy groups are menacing our communities. He knows nothing about what's going on the ground. It's all Black Lives Matter and Antifa Marxists burning, looting, rioting, killing policemen, chanting about killing policemen, throwing bricks at policemen, throwing bombs at policemen, throwing Molotov cocktails at policemen, singing songs about how much they want white people dead and policemen dead. He was in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania today. He said he was going to give a speech about unity, and instead he gave this horrible speech. He said, we have no need for armed militias roaming America's streets. We should have no tolerance for extremist white supremacy groups menacing our communities. People are laughing. People are laughing at you, Joe. Anyone in any city that's been looted and burned knows there were no white extremists looting or burning. It was only liberal, Antifa, Black Lives Matter nutcases, wild extremist radical communists. All of them have signs that say they're with the Communist Party. And by the way, when I get back, Texas grand jury indicts Netflix on lewd exhibition charges for their film called Cuties. That's basically a film dedicated to, child molesters, pedophiles. They indicted Netflix. Can't wait to talk about it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
U.S. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump is halting any further negotiations over a coronavirus stimulus bill until after the November 3rd election. Trump tweeted Tuesday afternoon that he'd instructed his representatives to stop negotiating until after he wins re-election. The president added he wants Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to focus full-time on confirming Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. The stock market did not respond positively to that news, with the Dow dropping significantly in the final hour of trading to close 378 points lower, shaving 1.3% off the day's gains. The S&P 500 ended the day down 1.4%, and the NASDAQ Composite dropped 1.6%. And the Joint Chiefs of Staff are in quarantine after being exposed to a Coast Guard officer who'd tested positive for COVID-19. Admiral Charles Ray, Vice Commandant of the Coast Guard, tested positive for the virus on Tuesday, prompting the Joint Chiefs to quarantine at home. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the MAGA Mall. He's the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you've ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail, those days are over. You get the finest quality MAGA caps at great prices. Anytime you go to themagamall.com, the MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR and 10. WAR and 10. WAR and the number 10. Remember to get the quality MAGA products you want. Rolls-Royce quality at Chevrolet prices and 10% off. Because you're a fan of Wayne on the Root, go to themagamall.com, 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 and press in or type in the initials WAR10 at checkout. Get 10% off. We've got our guest every Tuesday, James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, entertainment and media, website jamesherson.com. James, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you, Wayne?
Big news day. Did you see the Netflix news that they've been indicted?
I love it.
Tell us what this means. I know there's some show they put on. Was it called Cuties or something like that? And the show has something to do with sexuality for little children. And I guess they got indicted for Texas grand jury indicts Netflix on lewd exhibition charges for their Cuties film. Do you know much about this film? I don't know anything about it.
Yes, I did. I actually wrote an article on it. I watched as much as I could have. I mean, it's a horror. It's a nightmare. It has these 11-year-old girls acting like adults. They were coached to do these lewd scenes. There are close-ups of parts of their body, either, clothed or partially clothed. These are children. And there's no question that this stuff was porn. And so this is in Tyler County, Texas. And it's a grand jury. God bless the prosecutor, got a grand jury together. And it's indicting the company, Netflix, Inc. The indictment actually names the two co-CEOs of Netflix, a couple of guys, and I think they're probably the agents for service of process and that sort of thing. So when there's an indictment of a corporation, the remedy is usually, a big fine. But there's a trial. This is an open and shut case because this stuff was meant to, in my opinion, or at least people should have known it would appeal to pedophiles. And where do pedophiles go to find their victims? In great part, they go online. And Netflix is an online company, and they have a responsibility. And for me, I am just sick and tired of these high-tech companies thinking they can get away with anything. So, I mean, we've got to suspend, got to get rid of the statute that shields these tech companies from liability. We got to break some of them up, and this is a great step towards at least making a statement said by Tyler, Texas, indicting them. And I was expecting something like that because a whole host of members of Congress, including a Democrat, Tulsi Gabbard, called for an investigation. The Justice Department doesn't move as fast as Tyler County, Texas does. But this is an open and shut child porn case. If child porn is in a separate category, it is automatically considered legally obscene if, in fact, it is children being taken advantage of and used and exploited in this way and shown in a sexual manner, which is exactly what Cuties is.
Right. Right. I mean, just Hollywood is just filled with weirdos. What a strange place. Very strange.
Oh, it is. Just... No, I mean, you know that, obviously, the premier place, if you're an independent filmmaker, you've been in the business and you understand this, you're trying to start out, you want to get it at Sundance. So this is a French film, but it won Best Director at Sundance, and so there was a little bit of a bidding war, which they do at Sundance. They want to pick up a Sundance film. And so some idiot at Netflix wasted their money by picking up this piece of garbage. But then Netflix goes to the display it. They release a poster that has these girls, 11-year-olds, made up as women. And the poster's so rotten that Netflix ends up apologizing for the poster and actually changes the publicity poster for the film. And but the implication was, oh, you know, we'll change the poster, but the film won't be bad. The film was worse. So these Netflix deserves this and everything they get. And a whole bunch of people, like, they had 8 times the number of subscription cancellations over this garbage, this porn, than they've had in the past. And, you know, I'm not a Netflix subscriber, nor will I ever be, because they showed this stuff.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, along the lines of my saying that Hollywood is disgusting, I think the perfect example is this guy, Josh Gad, who's a voiceover guy, and he said Jews who support Trump are siding with Nazis. This is such disgusting talk and such Saul Alinsky philosophy. Whatever you see in the mirror, blame the other guy. It's Democrats that are siding with Nazis because Democrats are siding with Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and all the Jew haters in the world. And Democrats hate Israel, want to defund Israel for all intents and purposes, and are on the side of the Palestinians. And Trump has been the most Jewish people-friendly president probably in world history, let alone America's history. So what absurd, ridiculous thing to say.
It is. It's truly absurd. Either Josh Gad, he's either completely ignorant, which is possible. In Hollywood, some of these people are so ignorant, and he just speaks without any thought, any research. Or, as you may suggest, he's doing a Saul Alinsky projection because, you know, all you have to do, you know what? The polling numbers of President Trump in Israel are in the 90 percentile. He's the most popular president in the history of Israel. And not only that, you know, we all know he moved the embassy to Jerusalem. He has basically brokered a real and potentially lasting peace that's going to benefit Israel. He got rid of the horrible Iran nuke deal that Barack Obama put in. And the man, you know, ironically, as they accuse Trump of being a Nazi, his grandchildren and his son-in-law
are Orthodox Jews, right?
Yeah. Orthodox Jews. And you know what it comes from? In my opinion, there's a godlessness in Hollywood. There's people that knowingly turn their back on the creator of the universe. There's a trendy atheism, and I just have to assume, without even knowing, that Josh Gad is a very secular guy, and he doesn't understand. He doesn't even understand if he were in fact Jewish. He doesn't understand the history and heritage of the Old Testament and the significance of monotheism in our world, and it's absurd. Of course, what he's saying is totally absurd, but it's part of this absurd, false narrative that has started ever since Trump came down the escalator, which never existed in the life of Donald Trump. Donald Trump getting awards from Jesse Jackson and from civil rights groups before he got into politics. The Democrat Party always does this, but they've been trying to frame Donald Trump as a bigot, a racist, a sexist, xenophobe, etc. But, you know, the funny part is it apparently is not working because he is the most popular Republican in the history of modern times, in the Hispanic community, in the Black community.
But not in the Jewish community, right? I'm Jewish. I know. Not in the Jewish community, I guess. It appears that the Jews will not abandon liberalism. Just won't.
If they took a poll of conservative and orthodox.
Yes, totally Jews, different. Yes.
Yeah, then it's totally different. But, Yeah, that's right. I mean, in the general Jewish community, it's kind of like the Catholic community. You know, Biden is ahead in the Catholic community, but not in the actual believing Catholic community.
Right, right.
So it's, you know, it's just that that's just the way it is. But people who do not.
I think it's misleading.
I mean, there's all kinds of Democrats that have awakened, especially to the notion that Donald Trump is the best friend Israel's ever had. And so for anybody with Jewish heritage to call Trump names or to support Democrat Party, which stands for the left, which is where anti-Semitism lives today, it lives in the left. You mentioned Tlaib and Omar and Ocasio-Cortez, and there's just so much vile anti-Semitism expressed by them. And then these people that align themselves with Louis Farrakhan as well.
By the way, I think the Catholic thing is a little misleading, too, because let's face it, Latinos are all Catholic. So I think Latinos vote Democrats. That skewers the Catholic numbers because I have like 100 great Catholic friends, and 99 of them are huge, staunch Republicans. Every white Catholic in America now, outside of maybe, you know, Boston, Massachusetts with the Kennedy legacy, all the white Catholics are Republicans. But there's so many Latino Catholics that that makes it even. It's usually 50-50 the Catholic vote or slightly in the Republicans' favor. So it's a little misleading because, you know, every Italian and Irish friend I have a Republican, so I think those days are gone, that Catholics and Democrats. That was the Kennedy days, not anymore. Hey, we'll be right back more, of course, with James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, website jameshurston.com.
Not all face masks offer the same protection, and if you or your loved ones have to wear a mask, wear a brand that offers not only a high level of protection, but also comfort and breathability. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in multiple sizes for adults, teens, and children. Boomer Naturals, offering America's best face masks. You get three cloth layers enhanced with nanosilver protection to block tiny drops and particles. These are U.S. lab certified to give 99.9% antimicrobial protection, and that's what we all want right now, a mask that protects. Boomer offers masks in multiple sizes, and they all have adjustable nose pieces and ear loops for the right fit. Plus, they come in many different patterns and colors. Get Boomer Nano Silver masks and gaiters today at BoomerNaturals.com and save 20% when you use the code WARRADIO20. That's WARRADIO20 for 20% off only at BoomerNaturals.com. Boomer masks are also available at your local CVS pharmacy.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at the greatest prices, go to themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves on offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR, and 10. Remember, to get great quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. 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 Go to themagamall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Strauss Heart Drops, the sponsor of this segment of the show. I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America and American exceptionalism and capitalism. Strauss Heart Drops have helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked restricted blood flow. They've sold over a million bottles in Canada, but this is the first time they've ever came to the United States. This is month number 8 with the Wayne Allyn Root Show, and they're selling like hotcakes here in the United States thanks to this show and my wonderful listeners and my fans. Heart attack and stroke, number one killers in the United States. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks, so don't think you get to skate. This is the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. Might be too late. You got to go to thepowermall.com to order Strauss Heart Drops. Thepowermall.com, V-T-H-E, powermall.com, order Strauss Heart Drops, and click on cinnamon flavor. That is the best. Strauss Heart Drops, now they've got Strauss Kidney Drops, they've got Strauss Bladder Drops, and they've also got Strauss Prostate Drops for men, so check it out at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com. Thank you, Strauss, for sponsoring the show. And thank you, James Herson, for being the Hollywood man on the spot. New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, entertainment, media, jamesherson.com. And by the way, even though I always talk about Hollywood with you, you're the law professor, so let me ask you a law question. The Supreme Court overnight ruled on a South Carolina situation where a liberal Obama judge or a commie Obama judge had said every single, you know, mail-in ballot counts. You don't need any witnesses because of COVID. We're waiving all the rules. You don't need to have a person sign as a witness with an absentee ballot. And the Supreme Court ruled, not happening. And this has, has standing, I think, all over the United States now. It's going to be a big thing. You can't just, you know, throw in an absentee ballot and say no problem. No, you got to prove there's a witness signature. Very big thing, I think, for all 50 states. Am I right?
I haven't actually read the opinion. It was like an emergency appeal. I hope that that's true, that it applies to all 50 states, because what it will do, it's certainly going to do it in South Carolina, but it would thwart the ballot harvesting scheme that's going on. And that's why in places like Nevada, California, there's been a struggle in some other states. They're trying to extend the time after Election Day where they can count votes. They're trying to have mail-in ballots be valid as long as they're postmarked by Election Day. And they're trying to even have unsigned ballots be valid. I mean, crazy stuff. So,
crazy
yeah,
stuff.
I'm glad to say, but, and this is why it's so critical. It's so critical for Amy Coney Barrett to be confirmed, because there are 800 lawyers working for the Biden campaign who are planning on filing lawsuits on Election Day and thereafter all over the country, particularly in swing states. And there's a chance we could have the kind of election we had in the year 2000 on steroids, with a bunch of cases, a contested election. It doesn't get decided. In that case, it was 45 days. This could go on similarly. And remember, the Supreme Court decided that case. And if the Supreme Court were to get the presidential election between Trump and Biden, and there's only eight justices, then there's the possibility of a 4-4 tie, which plunges our country into a crisis that we've never, ever seen, a constitutional crisis with no ending. And so we've got to have nine justices. We've got to avoid even the possibility of a tie. And that's because there, no matter what even the law is, we've already seen ballot harvesting plans and techniques. You know, for example, James O'Keefe uncovered the ballot harvesting plan in Minnesota. That was illegal, and yet it may have helped elect Ilhan Omar. It may have helped their winter primary. Who knows how far back that tradition goes? So we know that there are Democrats who don't care what the law is, and they will do almost anything. And they're the same people that don't really care about the law against burning and looting, stealing, and beating.
Yeah, well, today you heard that Biden gave a speech at Gettysburg, and the whole speech was a divisive, horrible, delusional speech about the fact that America is under attack by white extremists. Can you imagine? He doesn't even know there's BLM or Antifa. He has no idea. I don't think he's lying. I don't think he has any idea. He says whatever they put in front of him. So the speechwriter lies. Biden just reads it. He's so bad at reading it, he reads whatever it says, like end of sentence, and he reads that. That's how bad Biden is. You know, my name is Joe Biden, end of sentence, comma, period. It's so pathetic. He is such pathetic old man. How did they get him good for the debate? Must have pumped him with drugs,
yeah,
right?
You know, at the debate, at the beginning of one of his ideas, he looked down, he was silent, and he said these words, "Good luck." And that's because he heard it in his ear. That's what I believe. He said, "Good luck, Pat."
Yeah. They pumped him with drugs and they put an earpiece in. Yeah, they put an earpiece in. There's no question. On the internet, I saw a lot of people said they saw the line that must go to an earpiece hanging out from his tie. I'm sure they had an earpiece in. That's Trump's fault.
Or you could see a wire.
A wire, yeah. Trump's people should refuse to go on the stage unless both sides are checked for earpieces and devices. That's all. He should have done that. James Hurston, always great stuff.
Agreed.
We're running. We're wrapping, James. The music's on. We got to go. 10 seconds, 9-8, JamesHurston.com. James, thanks for coming on.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.